Maybe you could set the scene here for our listeners, what we are reading for here today.
All right, well, this gets towards the end of the first Godfather film. Kind of coined it as settling all family business. Don Vito Corleone, kind of more in his elderly state, nearing the end of his life. Michael, played by Al Pacino, kind of taking the reins that of his father. So that's pretty much the gist of this scene here.
So people know who is reading for what. Which role are you playing today, Tyler?
I'm playing the young Al Pacino.
And Michael Anthony Smith, you will be reading for?
I will be being Don Corleone.
Ooh, and Lisa, narration?
Yes.
Maybe one day we'll have a role for you. I'm hoping I'll have my people talk to your people, okay? And I will be playing. I just get a nod on the radio. Maybe I deserve that.
I'm just thinking about how to negotiate my fee.
Well, then maybe I won't have my people contact your people. Yeah. All right. So nothing to it but to do it. I will be reading for Carlo a little bit later and also producing here behind the scenes. So nothing to it but to do it. Thursday table read The Godfather. And away we go.
So Bazin will move against you first. You'll set up a meeting with somebody that you absolutely trust, guaranteeing your safety. And at that meeting, you'll be assassinated. I like to drink wine more than I used to. Anyway, I'm drinking more.
What's good for you, Pop?
I don't know. Your wife and your children, are you happy with them?
Very happy.
That's good. I hope you don't mind the way I keep going over this Bazzini business.
No, not at all.
It's an old habit. I spend my life trying not to be careless. Women and children, they can be careless, but not men. How's your boy?
He's good.
You know, he looks more like you every day.
He's smarter than I am. 3 years old, he can read the funny papers.
He reads the funny papers. I want you to arrange to have a telephone man check all the calls that go in and out of here, you know?
I did it already, Pop.
It could be anyone.
I took care of that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
What's the matter? What's bothering you? I'll handle it. I told you I can handle it. I'll handle it.
I knew Santino was going to have to go through all of this. And Fredo, well, Fredo was, and I never wanted this for you. And with my own life, I don't apologize to take care of my family. And I refused to be a fool, dancing on the string held by all those big shots. I don't apologize. That's my life. But I thought that when it was your time, you would be the one to hold the strings. Senator Corleone, Governor Corleone, or something.
Another peasant of Vanta.
Well, this wasn't enough time, Michael. It wasn't enough time.
We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there.
Vito caresses Michael's face and kisses him on the cheek.
Now listen. Whoever comes to you at this Bazzini meeting, he's a traitor. Don't forget that.
Cut to Carlo's house. Michael, Tom, Neri, and Rocco enter. Carlo hangs up the phone that he was dialing.
You have to answer for Santino, Carlo.
Mike, you got it all wrong.
You fingered Sonny for the Bazzini people. Ah, that little farce you played with my sister. You think that could fool a Corleone?
Mike, look, I'm innocent. I swear on the kids, Mike. Please, Mike, don't do this to me.
Sit down.
Mike, come on, don't do this to me, please.
Michael grabs a chair and sits down next to Carlo.
Bazzini's dead. So is Philip D'Italia, Mo Green, Stracci, Cuneo. Today I settle all family business, so don't tell me you're innocent, Carlo. Admit what you did. Get him a drink. Come on. Don't be afraid, Carlo. Come on. You think I'd make my sister a widow? I'm godfather to your son, Carlo. Go ahead, drink. Drink. No, Carlo, you're out of the family business. That's your punishment. We're finished. I'm putting you on a plane to Vegas. Tom?
Tom hands Michael a plane ticket, which he hands to Carlo.
I want you to stay there, understand? Only don't tell me innocent, because it insults my intelligence and makes me very angry. Now, who approached you, Tattaglia or Barzini?
It was Barzini.
Good.
Michael gets up and returns his chair to the table.
There's a car waiting for you outside to take you to the airport. I'll call your wife and tell her what flight you're on.
Mike, please.
Come on, get out of my sight.
Acting!
Brilliant!
Thank you!
Thank you!
There we go, baby! Tuesday, Thursday, table read. Wow. Wow, there's a lot of talent in this studio right now.